Blog Talk Radio.
No more gas in the red, even deep inside. Nothing heard, nothing said, even deep inside. All my life, on my head, don't wanna think about it. Feel like I'm going insane, yeah. It's a thief in the night, come and grab you. It's a thief of the sight, it won't consume you. A thief of the mind, it can't control you.
Everybody, how many of us will admit, honestly admit, that we are mentally incapable of comprehending what is really going on right before our very eyes? How many of us are truly disturbed about the tricks that are being played with your life, with your mind, or are you bearing the burden without complaint? Are you even suspecting that there's something systematically wrong, contrary to the interests of the people? Today, we're discussing the Federal Reserve and this money. You know, what's really going on? You know, this is a candid discussion. Article 1 Section 8 of the United States Constitution says that Congress shall have the power to coin, which means create money and regulate the value of it. But in 1935, the United States Supreme Court ruled that Congress cannot constitutionally delegate its power to another group. This is important because the money, the dollar bill, now let's go back to the Constitution. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, that was when the Congress said, you know, Congress has the power to coin the money. But also Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 says that no state shall coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver to coin a tender in payment of debt. Only the federal government can coin money. States can't do it. So, you have the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, at one point in time, was called unconstitutional and still being called unconstitutional. Many people, even Ron Paul, pointed that out. And why are we saying that? Now, the Federal Reserve, they, through the Treasury, make the so-called the Benjamins, okay? But who's the Federal Reserve? It's a private corporation. They're making this money. And what's backing their dollars? What gives their dollars power? The Constitution does not mention paper money, which is a large so-called resource of today's economy. And it gives the Congress the power to coin money. But the Constitution was not, it didn't delegate power to the Federal Reserve. In order for the Federal Reserve to be legal by the highest law of the land, which we all supposed to be under, it must be specifically authorized by the Constitution. It is not. Where does the Federal Reserve get their authority? Who owns the Federal Reserve? And what backs their dollars? Now, it can be traced back to a central bank in London. A central bank in London. What does that have to do with the United States money? The so-called dollar-dollar bill, y'all. That's what we're talking about today. The Federal Reserve Bank is a private company. It only has about 300 people working with it, supposedly. There's even stockholders in the Federal Reserve. So who gave the Federal Reserve the right to print the money? At no interest to the Federal Reserve. It creates the money from nothing. And it loans it back to us through banks and charges interest on its currency. It buys the government debt. And it charges the U.S. taxpayer for printing the money. Who actually owns the Federal Reserve Central Bank? Why are we giving these dollars value? Why are old dollars burned? And what's backing this money? What is backing the dollar bill? I'm curious to know, you know. I want to say peace to Racism Not Anonymous. How you doing, sis? If you want to weigh in on this conversation, I don't even give out my call-out number. I haven't even been doing that. But the call-in number is 646, area code 915-9860, if you want to call in and weigh in on this discussion. And the reason I'm asking that is because, you know, people are really losing their lives on this dollar bill. You know? It makes me think about this one song. Was it Curtis Mayfield? What they do for that money, you know? Is this a trick? I mean, like, what is this, like, you know, a big joke being played on us? What's going on with this dollar bill? How does it have so much power? You know, I mean, like the Federal Reserve, you know, it's bigger than a monopoly. It's like a conglomerate. You know, I mean, who's competing with the Federal Reserve? What makes them liable when this dollar bill loses value? And why is it so secretive how the Federal Reserve Board runs? Nobody has that much power in a line of credit and operating like the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Bank. And why is the government allowing this to happen? I'm baffled. I'm seriously baffled about this. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show, because am I missing something? Does somebody know something that I don't know? You know, am I reading upside down? You know, I'm not understanding this. And I'm not the only person that I guess has this train of thought, because as I stated, you've had people who all over the country have wondered, how does this money, you know, where does it get its value from? And the government can buy back the Federal Reserve Bank. You know, I mean, what's going on? Why are we paying taxes on printed money that has no backing? Why does this money have value from a corporation, a private corporation that is not part of the government? You know, I don't understand it. You know, where did it originate from? And how long will it have value? What can replace it? And what are we trading that paper bill for? From my understanding, the more we spend it, the more we're in debt. Is that not true? I mean, am I missing something? It's deep, you know. I'm not going to go into an overflow. A peace to my guest in the chat room. Let's see. Atheist Radio. Okay. Isha 2004. How you doing, sis? Again, Racism Not Anonymous. You know, I think this is a question that is, you know, it deserves to be answered, because that dollar bill, man, people are waging war over it, losing lives over it, and then we don't even know what's backing this dollar? What gives this dollar value? Are you concerned? You know, that's why I played the song Disturbia. This does not disturb you, or do you not just care? You know, I mean, or does the Constitution have very little meaning to very little people? You know, I would like to know, what is it saying to you? You know, the secrets of the Federal Reserve. What's going on with this corporation? It's not a part of the government, so why is it acting as if it's a part of the government? And who gave it authority to do so? It's not in the Constitution. It was never delegated authority through the Constitution. So, I mean, and then why does the origins come from London? How is that considered money when it clearly says only coins, silver and gold? Why are we comfortable with this? Does anybody even care? What happens every time that we spend this dollar? You know, there's some serious things going on before our eyes, y'all. And, I mean, you have to wonder. You have to really wonder what's really going on. The Constitution clearly said that no state can coin money. The United States Supreme Court clearly said Congress cannot delegate authority to another party. Are we being sold? And, you know, I really recommend this movie that you all got to see called B is for Vendetta. You know, and it talks about things that's going on that be shocked. I mean, it's a very deep movie. But I just want to know, is the financial system, is it false? Does it really exist, you know? Because it's a huge burden on the people. This dollar bill has placed huge burdens on people. People are in debt because of this dollar bill. But how can you trust the money? How can we trust something that has no, who's giving it value? I mean, I can't even finish a sentence. Who gives this thing value? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. There are people in jail for robbing banks. And I'm not, and then robbing is wrong, whatever, it shouldn't happen. Those who actually committed a crime. But what did they steal? I mean, for real, what's going on? If they didn't steal gold and silver, how are they being charged for, you know, I mean, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Can somebody help me out? I know we have a psychiatrist in the house. He's Isha. Does anyone understand what's going on? You know, I mean, I'm at a loss for words. And I wanted to do this show today because, honestly, I don't understand what's going on with this money, this paper. There's women out here prostituting over this dollar bill. There's people out here selling drugs over this dollar bill. There are people out here stripping and dancing over this dollar bill. There are people out here suffering who don't have food because they lack that dollar bill. How can this dollar bill be relative to goods and services? How can it be considered real income? It's used for credit, but what backs this dollar bill? And what can the people do about this? Like I said, Ron Paul was very active, you know, one of the biggest vocal persons about the fact that this money in the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. So, I mean, I don't understand it. How is it considered money within the meaning of the United States Constitution? How can you, okay, for instance, the money, how can a check be converted into that money? How can you consider it compensation? If only the Federal Reserve can, you know, value the note. How is that redeemable? What are we doing? I mean, do you all even understand the conversation? That's why I said Disturbia. How are Federal Reserve notes a legal tender? or is it too much to bear? Do you just want to take on the burden? You know, is it true that ignorance is bliss? Are you just happy just not knowing? You know? I don't understand it. Gold and silver is supposed to be the only money, legal tender. So, I mean, again, am I missing something? Am I missing something? In the chat room, do you all understand what's going on with the money? I mean, does it? I have a caller. Caller 410. I'm going to let you in. I've been back and forth with the switchboard, so sorry about that.
Hi, Aisha. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, this is Aisha.
Peace, how you doing?
Hi, this is Aisha. Aisha 2004. Peace, yeah, as far as, like, our monetary system, only thing I'm concerned about is as far as, like, they're trying to convince everybody to go out and buy gold. You and I know when something gets saturated, it's going to be a bubble, just like it was with the housing bubble. Me personally, I think all these people who are going out to buy gold, eventually I feel like it's going to be a gold bubble as well. Because I don't think metal, precious metal, and gold should be the only form of monetary. Because remember, before money came into play, ancestors used beads and stuff like that to trade with. You know, it wasn't just only precious metal, depending what tribes it was. So,
you know what's going on in the world, I'm saying, about that dollar? So the reason why I'm concerned is because, you know, the money is going to take a whole new form. I don't know if you all seen it. It's about, they have some different colors with it, and, you know, talk about getting rid of the green. You know, it looks like mailing stamps, like colorful big mailing stamps. The way they're about to, you know, transfer this money over, so-called money. And if this money is what the government is operating on, then that means theoretically any group can theoretically coin money.
Mm-hmm.
Is it acceptable? You know?
That's the question. I don't know. It's crazy.
It has no requirement that the form of the paper money, you know, have a value. You know, it's no regulation on this paper money.
I think it should be a regulation on it. Because, I mean, like you said, it's, our money is worthless.
It's worthless. What is backing this value of this dollar? And why are people getting charged with, what do you call that when they copy the money?
counterfeit.
Yeah.
Yeah, counterfeit if they actually copy something that's not worth it. I don't know. I have no idea why they're being charged. And it makes no sense because, like you said, the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It's not a part of our state or federal government. It sure isn't.
Yeah. Money is metal. Gold, silver, copper. I mean, not even a copper. You really, technically speaking, you can't even consider that money. So I'm saying, how can somebody get charged with counterfeit money who has no legal, has no legal tender, you know,
yeah,
and is not being backed by anything? And anyone can basically make this same paper.
I agree.
And what's going on in this country and across the world, you know, with the changing of the times, and, you know, we are some dire times. And this dollar has no value. You know, it was a commercial recently about. It was like, I don't know if they were Chinese. I just want to say Asian. I don't know if that's the correct word. Let me say that respectfully. But he had a lot of Asian people sitting in my room, and the speaker talked to them about how America and other people got into this debt, and the debt was so much. And then it said we, I guess, you know, as the Asians, we kept lending them, sending them, and now they owed us. So essentially, we own them, and they all started laughing.
Yeah, technically, they do own us. So the question is, the day that what would America do if China just decided to just boycott everything and just pull out or pull away? What will we do as Americans? We got to depend on them to make our shirts, our clothes, you know, basically most of the stuff that they make is in China. You go in Walmart, it's like mostly everything that's being brought, you buy from Walmart, is made in China.
I got two private callers. Your hands are not up, but if you want to get in the conversation, I'll open your mic so you can speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I just don't understand that. I mean, paper money, it's a form of discrimination. If you think about the blind people.
I agree.
You know, that violates the American Disability Act. Who invented this paper money?
This paper money. It's crazy.
Can't even distinguish the value of it.
Nope.
And actually, there was a United States Court of Appeals ruling, I believe, in the District of Columbia, that said that the paper money discriminates against blind people.
They said they have some type of wallet that you could buy an electronic wallet, that it can actually tell you the number, the bill that you're actually pulling out of your wallet.
But they're about to change that money, the whole, what's going
yeah.
on? You know, there's something that's going on somewhere, and we should be concerned. It's going rocky quiet. That's why, again, playing Disturbia. Why does the United States need this money if it has no value? If it has no backing, you know, I mean, what's really going on? And why are we being in debt with something that has no power, no backing? You know, why are so many people chasing this worthless money?
And the question is, why are minorities and people of color paying into the debt, and half the stuff that we are paying for is not beneficial to us? I think the people who benefited from it the most should be the one paying that debt off. That's just my opinion. We don't own businesses like that. Half of us don't even invest in the New York Stock Exchange. We don't have liquid assets or nothing like that. I mean, you got to think about all that.
It's about the energy, you know. I mean, their stocks in this paper value.
Mhm.
I mean, the paper isn't even backed by silver and gold.
Not anymore. Years ago, it was backed by it, but I guess people didn't even challenge it. When was the last time? See, I don't know really the history on it. Wasn't it like the 60s or 70s? I could be wrong. I don't even remember when the last time my money was even backed by any precious metal. I couldn't tell you because I'm not a financial advisor. I could be giving out wrong information.
Yeah, it's really deep what's going on, and I'm just concerned, you know, with the fact that I think about so many people who are losing their lives over this dollar, this Federal Reserve, you know, who are they? And, you know, if 1% of the population controls the wealth, I mean, what are their affiliations with the Federal Reserve? You know, 1% of the population controls approximately 99% of the people in the wealth. And wealth is not just money.
Yep. I know, that's crazy.
You know, England and America, there's so many ties together with this place, you know. Mm-hmm. And at some point in time, the people got to wake up. The people got to wonder what the hell is going on.
Yep, I agree.
You know?
I totally agree.
People killing themselves over this dollar bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know? People are killing themselves over. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to sit back and think about these things. Chasing this paper. Chasing this paper. Who is giving it value? Now, can you. You know, you can actually go to the Federal Reserve Bank. Now, where is that? You can actually go to this place, and they'll tell you themselves. They are a private corporation.
See, the average person don't know that.
Yeah.
The average person does not know that.
But what are we going to do about it? You know, when do you wake up? How are so many people going to jail for counterfeit money? And so, I mean, what's the real money? Because you can't say this is real money.
I guess if the people search the law, know the law, they probably can get out of it. I was reading, I haven't read the whole story, but with someone who had robbed a bank or something like that, and somehow they got off the hook because they were saying this money wasn't worth anything. I don't have the whole story, but I would have to find it. And they actually got off the hook for it because the money is useless. It's not backed by any metal.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve Banks are not United States government institutions. They're not. You know, so you have to think about this. You know, the majority of people that are locked up in prisons are locked up for nonviolent offenses.
Mm-hmm. A big old shame.
Are locked up as it relates to something that has to do with this so-called dollar bill.
Yep. It's a shame. But I don't. Maybe someone else chime in.
You know they call the Federal Reserve for short, Fed.
Yep, the Fed. Just like you, anybody knows the IRS is a private corporation also.
Right. I mean, you got to pay taxes on this dollar. How is that? It's not a government-owned agency. Who owns this agency?
The richest people in the world.
But listen. The Treasury Department, which is a part of the government, for the first time in history said it's going to start selling bonds for the Federal Reserve. Why is it selling something for somebody that's not part of the government?
I don't know.
How can the Treasury issue United States government bonds, or so-called debt, to fund the Federal Reserve, which itself is supposed to be a lender, you know, of last resort.
Yep. Crazy.
I don't even know if people care. But in all actuality, it's very important to be aware, to know what's going on.
Yep.
Because, you know, the joke's on us. And it's not even a laughing matter.
Yep.
Now, here it is. The Federal Reserve, they're a private corporation, but they're saying they're not operating for profit.
I think they are because the money is they're getting it for you. virtually nothing, but they're loaning it to the masses for a high interest rate. So they're ripping people off.
Understand that. Listen, they're not operating for profit and they're not funded by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a government entity and it's not operating for profit. So what's going on here?
The average person is just blind and they don't know what's going on. They don't know, or some just choose not to know.
The Federal Reserve, their decisions don't even got to be ratified by the president or any part of the government, the legislative or executive branch. They ain't got to get permission. What the hell is going on? They don't even receive funding by Congress. Who's funding these people?
The top 2%. That's who. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that the list, these top 2%, they list, it should be accessible to the public.
Yeah. Again, you know, this is some deep stuff.
Should be accessible.
It can make money without congressional approval. That's deep. When it's writing a check to the government, what's back in that check? It make money by simply writing a check. You know how rich people can be if we just wrote a check? I'm telling you, the guy, honest truth, I was on a bus today, and I had to really control my laughter, because it wasn't funny, but then it was. This man was sitting in the front, and he was like, he's interracial. He had some dreadlocks. He came up to a man that, I don't want to say white, I'll say Caucasian American, because I don't, you know the proper term. But the interracial man came up to the Caucasian American man, and he had a notepad, and he wrote Second Harvest. He wrote Second Harvest on a notepad, and he told the man, "You donate to the Second Harvest, that's what it was." It just became the Second Harvest. You know, just by writing it down. Speaking, he wrote Second Harvest, but, you know, it was just the way he did it. He asked the men to donate to the Second Harvest. So it's like the Federal Reserve. They write a check and they say, okay, this check is good just because I wrote it. And nothing's back in his check. Man, that's some big pimping, you know?
Yes, it is. Big pimping.
I mean, and that's why we're telling people, well, I don't say to everybody, but like close friends or whatever, they ask me how I'm doing. And always, they, you know, what would they say? I mean, what's going on? How you doing? I'd be like getting pimped by the government, trying hard not to be their hoe. Yeah, that's what I mean. We straight getting pimped.
And that's hard to do because that's what we are.
Yeah.
And like you said, us black folks are booty calls when it comes to the political arena.
Yeah.
We got it bad, boy. Terrible.
That's crazy. What is the Federal Reserve? Just imagine, what if it decided to stop it. We don't want to give you all money no more. We don't want this back. What will happen? If the Federal Reserve said, I'm not helping anymore, I'm not doing anything. Okay, I got another caller, another private caller, and this private caller has a hand up, so let me open this mic. Private,
yeah, hope
one.
It ain't no more.
111?
Yeah. So you're talking about the Federal Reserve today, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. How's your sister doing?
Not too good.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
No, I have a show coming up called Blood Sacrifice, What's Going On With Our Children. I believe her son is a blood sacrifice, you know? And I want to talk that about death, you know, what's really going on.
All right, so what got you on the Federal Reserve today?
What got me on there?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the Angry Black Woman show. Whatever issues come to mind, whatever intrigues my thoughts.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, I know a little bit about the Federal Reserve, so I can fill you in if you want.
Yeah, we need some help. Well,
all right. 1913, there was a cabal, a bunch of people who decided to take over America, and they knew they could do it by instituting the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is an independent entity. And to answer your question about how do they get the money, who's funding it, they fund themselves. They print up the money themselves. And the Federal Reserve is a profit organization. It made $51
billion. You sound good. You're saying a lot of stuff that's factual, but what you didn't start off is who is the Federal Reserve? How do they become money? Or is they?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, your facts are on point, but you need to tell you, but one thing, the missing link is, who is the Federal Reserve? We know they did start in 1913.
Mm-hmm.
Who came together? Who initiated this? Where are the origins?
A bunch of people. One of them was the grandfather of Nelson Rockefeller. Only his name wasn't Rockefeller. I forget what the hell his name was, but...
It was Rothschild.
No, it's the Rothschilds who funded it. But the Rothschilds had their people in America, and one of the people in America was this guy who was the paternal grandfather of Rockefeller. And they came together to take over the United States by usurping the currency. So they instituted the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve lends money to the United States government. It funds itself. It prints up its own money.
And it raises interest rates, lower interest rate. Well, how does it have the power to do that? It has no backing. They say it's not a private institution. You know, does that bother you?
Of course it does. That's what's controlling the United States. 36 cents of every dollar that the government uses in order to fund its programs is part of the national debt. It's owed to the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve affects all of us because... as a guarantee for the money that it lends to the United States government, we, the people, have to pay taxes, which goes directly either into the Treasury vaults or it goes directly into the Federal Reserve vaults. So the federal income tax that we pay goes right to them to pay off the interest that they lend to the United States government. The Federal Reserve is something...
Let me ask you something. Do you know who's on the Federal Reserve System Board of Governors?
It's been published, but who knows if it's true or not. Rockefeller and the Rothschilds, through dummy corporations, have probably a controlling interest in the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, they're like the biggest down, and don't leave out Henry Kissinger. He's another one.
And let me ask you another question. So you know it's about 12 regional Federal Reserve banks, right, located across certain cities in the country.
Right.
Why do you think it's only 12 and... why are 7 of them members on the Board of Governors? Well, why, you know, because they got to be nominated by the President of the United States and confirmed by the Senate. But,
well, Bernanke has to be, the head of the Federal Reserve has to be nominated by the President. I'm not sure if the Board of Governors has to, but it may be.
Each member has to be nominated by the President and confirmed by the United States Senate.
Okay.
So how is that? And they serve 14-year non-renewable terms.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, these terms are not renewable. So,
right.
Does it make you wonder, what kind of system is this? Not democracy.
Well, not only that, they don't get audited. They get audited in a very, let's say, less than full scrutiny. They don't even have to be audited. They volunteer their books, but there are something like 3 or 4 departments within their books that, by law, they're not audited. So whatever the Federal Reserve actually does is in secret. That
exactly.
Bothers them, too.
So shouldn't that bother the United States of North America citizens?
Well, if they knew about it, but no, it wouldn't bother them because some of them would say, okay, that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. There's a lot of things that should bother the American citizen, but the American citizen is fat, dumb, and lazy.
Ignorance is bliss, like I said in the beginning. We're happy not knowing.
Yeah,
so let me ask you the same question that I asked earlier. If the Federal Reserve said we don't want our dollars operating in this system anymore, would America still stand? Or who could take over it?
Well, it should go back to the Treasury, if the Treasury, you know, isn't corrupt. But most of the people in Congress is corrupt. That's why the Federal Reserve exists. If the people in Congress were truly looking out for the American people, there is no economic reason, no viable financial reason for any institution like the Federal Reserve to exist at all. There is no reason why an independent corporation, a private corporation, lends money to the United States government. The government has the power to print up its own money without interest. Now that's the real, how can I say it, evil part about it, because of the trillions of dollars of debt which the United States government owes. 36% of it is owed to the Federal Reserve, and like I said, they made $51 billion of profit last year.
Now, do you all know, and Isha, I'm asking you too, do you all know that the ownership is traced back to London? So can you all say with maybe arguably that London owns America?
Of course they do. We still got ties with them and the daggone UN. They the ones who basically set the standards for the U.S. citizens.
Well, I heard that, but I'm not sure if it's true. If it all ties back in some way to London, sure.
I'm sure it do. And those who challenged and tried to get rid of that daggone central bank and all that, they died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're gonna refer to Kennedy and things like that. So anyway, is there anything else you want to know?
Well, I'm glad you gave us
that. Why doesn't this bother people? Because you know, a lot of people are in debt because of this so-called dollar. People are losing lives, women prostitutes, drugs are being sold to get this dollar. I mean, a lot of things are going on with this dollar, and it's like, where's the value? There's nothing back in its value. It's like a game being played.
Yeah, that's true. Well, nobody knows, because and even if they do, they don't care.
It's really sick, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to wish you good luck with your sister, so take care, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah, you know, Isha, you know, I just, that's why I wanted to do the show today, because I'm concerned. I just want to know how this money has value. Why are we losing our lives over this? Why are people prostituting? I mean, even if it had value, you still shouldn't do stuff like this, but I'm just saying, how can so much power be in so few hands with no government oversight?
I agree. I mean, no one really has the answer.
And it goes back to the name of the show, their money, but whose power? Who has
Somebody
this
knows it. Someone has the information, but this is America's best kept secret. That's all.
I mean, it's very sad. It's very sad that in a country of so-called democracy, you know, democracy, that more is not even in the Constitution. It's supposed to be a republic form of government. And just imagine, you know, there's so many talks of what's going on and what should be happening soon. And just imagine if that dollar lost its value. And when I say value, I mean, the operation. We don't even know what the value of that dollar is because someone else claims that. But it's about to have a new, they're overhauling it. It's not even going to be that green paper anymore.
Wow.
It looks like big mailing stamps, colorful mailing stamps. So How are they able to take this out of circulation? How was it able to come into circulation?
Well, like they said, while we living our little Mario lives, sleeping and going to work every day, being bottomless feeder, the rich is coming up with planes to keep us in debt and sleep.
Mm-hmm. But do you think it's about what's going on in Soon?
What's going on where?
Soon, with the awards and stuff.
That could be it. I really can't say, but it's getting worse about a minute. America is turning, and I feel it's turning into a third world country.
It's deep. It's not even going to be green anymore. You know, from what I saw. And I don't know who's putting value on this. There are people all over this country, sis, and I'm telling you what I know to be true, that are going to seminars for survival. They're going to seminars, survival training. You have that Dong Chen 210. I just spoke with somebody about that yesterday. I went to this event I was invited to.
What was it called?
The Dong Chen 210. China has the most powerful nuclear weapon. It's the Dong Chen 210, the killer carrier, and America said it didn't even know it was being built. And I mean, America no longer has the so-called richest person in the world.
Yeah, even Obama said that. He said that in his speech.
I mean, I don't know if people even want to know what's going on. Because if you really knew what was going on, would it disturb you? Are you willing to accept this? What are you doing to prepare for this? And if it doesn't bother you, why not? I mean, how can a person be comfortable in this situation? Because the first step, remember, the first step they always say is to admit. Can you admit that there is a mental incompetence among us saying that we don't know what's going on, we can't comprehend what's going on? Because if you know better, you do better. So if we don't know, then how are we doing? You know?
I agree.
And I just had to put that out there. I just want to know. You know, this is not a topic that's just been brought up. People all over are talking about this. I'm saying on a national, a global, people want to know what's back in this dollar. Who gives this dollar that much power? And, I'm kind of nervous. When I say nervous, I mean nervous for the people. Because if you knew something was wrong, it's like walking in a fire. Common sense will tell you, walking in that fire, you might get burned. So if you had to walk in a fire, what would you do to prepare yourself? Would you A, walk in a fire? Would you B, wear fireproof things? Would you C, put the fire out first? That's not common sense to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Might think, well, I run through it fast. Or I won't go through it at all. But the question was, if you had to walk in a fire, meaning you don't have an option, how would you best prepare yourself for that?
Wear fireproof. Wear something that's fireproof.
Now, it's pretty deep, and I don't know. You know, I really, really just hope that people can kind of understand where I'm coming from. And I appreciate the caller that called in asking the question. You know, we should wonder. We should just sit and wonder sometimes. We should really sit back and wonder what the hell is going on. Because I look at people every day. And I'm like, you know, that almighty dollar. If you look in the dictionary, they call almighty, the word almighty in itself. It's not just referring to a higher power of the Lord. It's referring to the dollar bill.
Yeah, there's no reason why I should be a poor individual in this world alone.
Why is the dollar bill called almighty?
Because it's being worshipped.
Almighty. That's deep. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I sit back and I just wonder, where are our minds at, you know? Why are we accepting just sitting in a day?
Some people are afraid that if they speak up, they would lose their jobs. Some people are attached to material things.
And it's basically sad, you know, it's basically sad because some of us can't even comprehend. Some of us won't even admit to the fact that we don't know what's going on. Some of us don't even want to care, try to care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really deep.
And see, the sad part is really not enough of us out there to go and challenge. One person or two people can't do it. If it's large numbers, we can do something.
And not just challenging, but accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Who's holding these people accountable? We're supposed to be a system or a government of laws and not of men. We got some powerful men in place, and you can regulate yourself.
Mm-hmm. No one don't want to speak upon it. You see, right now, I mean, I don't really know too much about the Federal Reserve, but it's a fraud. That's all it is a big fraud.
And that's what a lot of people have stated. You know, but why are we taking this birth? You know,
to make them richer, that's all.
I don't understand. You have so many people locked up in the prison system for nonviolent offenses, for some things that, technically speaking, aren't even crimes. Just because people are trying to survive, it's sad. It is truly sad that we're losing. We're losing citizens. We're losing people over things that's like entrapment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People just trying to survive out here. And if that dollar bill was equally distributed, because, again, it has no backing. It's just simply being made. A lot of lives could be saved. A lot of problems could be solved.
You sure can. I agree.
I got 60 seconds in the show. I'm not going to do an overflow today. I just wanted to put that out there and just, you know, have a conversation about it. I want to thank everybody that came in the guest room.
You're welcome.
I have private callers that still been holding on, and their hands not up. Thank you for chiming in. Thanks to Isha Sid.
You're welcome.
Thanks to the caller. And, again, like I said, I have another show, my other show. Normally, I don't schedule my shows like that. You know, but I also was thinking about something. Like I said, I'm an angry black woman, justifiably so. I'm so angry that I'm not even going to have a routine show. It's whenever I feel like putting a show on, and it's dedicated to my sister, a political prisoner. And her son has been kidnapped, you know, and she was assaulted. Her son's bones were broken by police and nothing else. You know, so I'm just saying, so my next show is called Blood, The Cult of Human Sacrifices, Where Are Our Babies? And it goes all the way back to biblical times. You can see human beings were used for blood sacrifice. Animals were used for blood sacrifice. And oftentimes a lot of the young boys, males, are used for sacrifice, and there's a cult going on. So So I'm going to do a show. That'll be Wednesday, you know, tentatively speaking. But I'm going to end my show again with the song Disturbia. Just make you think about what's going on. Are you disturbed by it? Is it bothering you? Or you just don't give a damn? Have you willfully submitted to what's going on? You know, so thanks, everyone.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Peace.
Peace, dear.
No more gas in the red, you even get started. Nothing heard, nothing said, can't even think about it. I'm my life, I'm my head, don't wanna think about it. Feel like I'm going insane, yeah. It's a thief in the night, come and grab you. It's a thief of the side, you won't control you. It's a thief of the mind, it can't control you. I'm going to put a comfort.
Oh, my God.